Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's Bart and Han. We got your calls. 800-919-3776. And we are also in hour number three. We're 2 hours now away from the franchise tag deadline, and we're waiting to see if the Giants can hammer out a deal with Daniel Jones, and then, of course, what happens with Saquon Barkley. So big news coming up. Keep it right here. The minute we hear something, you will know right here. And also, the reports of the Jets and Aaron Rodgers having a conversation, and the Jets and the Packers also beginning to talk as well. Can a deal get done there? Lamar Jackson still waiting to see if they can get a deal done with the Ravens before the tag deadline at 4 o'clock. And if not, there are reports they might go non-exclusive, which means he can negotiate with any other team. Yeah.
And they also, that means they don't want to have to get stuck. If they give him an exclusive, that means he's going to get the average of the top five. We know that top five is about to be crazy because especially the guys that are scheduled to get, like whether it's Herbert, Burrow, that can mess around and be crazy. It's like, man, we might as well pay him what he wants if we're going
to
pay him for it. Because I think the
non-exclusive is 35. Right.
And the exclusive probably would be like more like 45, 50. And it's a hard cap number.
So before we get back to your calls and everything else on all this, Bart, it's hour number three. What's that mean?
It's the...
Wait.
It's the...
Nope.
It's the...
Nope.
It's the power hour. Tag hour.
It's the tag hour. 800-919-3776. His number. Let's grab some calls. Let's go Ray in Babylon. What's happening, Ray?
Hi, gentlemen. I'm your journeyman football watcher on a Sunday. I played in high school, but beyond that, I'm not an expert. But one thing I am is superstitious, and I want to weigh in on whether Aaron Rodgers is going to take Joe Namath's number 12 or not. If he takes the number 12 and you're superstitious, you say to yourself, well, the last time the Jets won the Super Bowl is when somebody wore the number 12 jersey. So we have that in favor of him taking a number 12. But with him taking a number 12, even though Joe Namath said he'd give it to him, it's disrespectful to the legacy of Joe Namath, because when Joe Montana went to
Kansas City,
the Chiefs, he wouldn't take number 16 because it was a retired number. I think it was Lawson had that number.
I mean, so what are you supposed to do? Not
I mean,
take
Joe
the
Namath,
Joe
just so
Namath
you know,
take it?
Ray, just so you know, Joe Namath gave it the blessing. Said if he'll come here, he can wear the number. So you already have
he's
part of now.
Using that to entice
would the Jets say, because I'll tell you what, Carmelo Anthony, when he was traded to the Knicks, his number in Denver was 15. That number, however, is retired, actually twice. But Earl Monroe was one of the players who wore it, and Earl Monroe did the same thing. He said that Melo can wear it, that he's fine with it. But the Knicks said no, because this is a retired number and you're not going to wear it. And that's as simple as that. So it's up to the Jets also to say,
man,
you know what?
If you can get Aaron Rodgers,
Joe Namath is our guy. We are not going to take 12 off the,
man,
you know,
dust that
off the
man.
Board.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer and a better Hall of Famer than the person jersey that he's wearing. So let it go.
If Joe Namath is okay with it, what does it matter, right?
Yeah.
Then don't let that be the deal breaker.
You
know what I mean?
You can retire it, and hopefully if he wins, like I said, if he wins two Super Bowls with the Jets, then that means he can go in the Hall of Fame as a Jet.
Jonathan in Deer Park. Jonathan.
Oh. I know there's no chance of this happening, but I say we let Jones walk, let him test free agency, franchise
Saquon?
Barkley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and see where we go from there. I don't know how, you know, 4 years that Jones has had, he hasn't really proven much. He had 15 touchdowns. No, 15 touchdowns last year, five interceptions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the 2 years beforehand, we were talking about getting this guy out of New York. And the year before with, I forgot the coach's name, he had a pretty good year. But other than that, this guy hasn't proven anything, especially to have these negotiations go down to the wire like this. It doesn't make much sense to me. I'll give the money to Jimmy Garoppolo right now than give it to Jones, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
Is
it the same money?
I agree with you. No, I think it's going to be
probably be less.
I think the number is Derek Carr's number. You know, like $30-something million. I think that's, and Geno, they're in line. They're and Jimmy G would be in line with the same type of player that they are. Daniel Jones should be in line with Geno and Derek Carr as well, but he wants to be aligned more with Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott. That's a hard pill to swallow. Exactly.
Well, that's and I've been
and he
saying
hasn't,
that.
He hasn't proven enough.
So that's what I've said. Now, again, it is a risk, Jonathan. It's a big risk to let him walk because now you've got nothing, and now you're suddenly pushing yourself into like free agency and having to find somebody, and that's a risk that if you have a guy and you already know what he can do and you trust him and you believe in him and you have a number and you think you can get him to that number, that's one thing. But remember, all the reports are he's looking for 45 plus, and that might be why this is taking so long because the Giants are trying to figure out how do we make you happy and you make us happy at the same time.
Here's the other thing I think – I think this year was an aberration for us as far as the Giants are concerned.
Yeah, easy
schedule.
We
won 10 games. I don't think we were really that good, quite honestly. And I think we may go back to winning 6 to 8 games this year because we still have, if we sign Jones to that crazy contract, we still have a million holes to fill. Like a million. And yeah. I don't want to give that guy that money.
No, I hear
By
you.
By the way, just a small note, Han, off the record. You went to St. Anthony's. You actually went to high school with my brother.
With your brother? Who's your brother?
Monty. I don't know if you remember.
Chandler? Oh, yeah. Love him. He was he was a great personality. He's a really good football player, too.
Did he give you atomic wedgie?
No, man. It wasn't like that. It's a good dude. He's really, isn't he really successful right now? I remember seeing something about him.
He's doing well. He's got his own law firm out in
So why the hell his law firm ain't sponsoring our show? Where the hell is law firm at? We can be able to get him more competition.
Yo, tell Monty get in touch with me. We got a trip.
We can talk on the side.
We're gonna have to work something out. I mean, you know the way Bart goes, we might need some representation.
You get your ass whooped like Cat. You get your ass whooped like Cat Williams. You got pain and suffering.
Hey, John.
Samwell couldn't fix your neck and your back.
Give Monty my best.
Call Monty. He'll get your ass off.
By the way, we have a little bit of breaking news here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I don't. What, do we have a?
Can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait. Can't wait.
So Rob Domofsky, who covers the Packers for us at ESPN, and Dan Graziano. Here's an update. Sources tell basically Domofsky and Dan Graziano that a contingent of Jets team officials are scheduled to fly out today to meet in person.
Get the charter.
With Aaron Rodgers.
Put up the G5.
I mean, here we go. They're going to meet. Now, a contingent of Jets officials, that would mean, let's see.
That's what I ain't
who's
get,
coming?
That's why they call me back.
Who's coming?
Well, definitely Woody.
Who's on the flight right
Woody
now?
Woody Johnson, Sala.
Woody, owner. Robert Saleh, coach. Hackett.
And Joe Douglas.
That's it?
That's it.
That's all you need.
Yeah, who are you going to bring? Garrett Wilson? No.
You don't need like a finance guy, you know, somebody that does the numbers.
Joe Douglas.
He's got all that?
He got the parameters.
When you're sitting down for a meeting like this, all right, so if you're just joining us, Domofsky and Graziano both reporting that a contingent of Jets team officials are scheduled to fly out today to meet in person with Aaron Rodgers.
Ira's going to be there. I'm against it. I don't like his body energy.
Fly out where? Is Aaron in Green Bay or is he?
Now would you be in Green Bay if you had $1 billion? Would you be in Green Bay?
Are they flying to Nashville?
Nashville, California, man. They probably got Rex over the house already.
Well, all right, so
I wonder him. Rex.
So when you make a flight like this to meet in person, isn't it pretty much to get the deal done?
It's to plead the case.
Doesn't it also mean
it's to plead the case?
Let's meet with you. Let's make our right. Let's sell our team to you.
Because they got,
but he's
plan.
Not coming to the facility though. That kind
of
like
you don't have to go
to
facility.
Me. Don't you want to see what we got?
Nah, man.
No, he's not interested.
Like we know. It's
what's
a
he
going to
live
in?
He's going to live on the West Side, right? He's not going to live in Jersey. There's no way he's living down in Florham Park. No chance. He is going to live in Manhattan.
He might live in Bedminster at the Trump place.
You think over there, right?
No, he came out against Joaquin Eagle.
I know, I'm joking.
But
I'm talking about, is he going to be Alpine, or is he going to be in Manhattan? Where's he going
to
be?
He
wants to be in Manhattan. He's going to be on the west. You know, over there. And I saw that building. You were pointing that out to me.
He might want to be in Bedminster. Or he might want to be in Bernardsville or Menden, where I live. Down the street from
where
Chris
you
Christie.
Live, huh?
He can buy my house if he wants.
You think he'd want to live in Jersey?
Yeah. Jersey's nice.
But you don't see him being a guy that wants to be in Manhattan?
Nah,
he wants to be in the middle of it all.
This dude decided to move to Tennessee. You don't move to Tennessee because you want the LA.
But he's
life.
Already got the Tennessee. He can go to Tennessee whenever he wants.
So he might want to. He might want to have a muted life where out there ain't nobody gonna mess with him. Like ain't
does he seem like a guy that? Oh, all right. How convenient is it then for him to be able to make trips into Manhattan to do all the things that he likes to do?
So most people that live in Bernardsville, like that's right next to me.
Yeah.
They take a helicopter. They got a helicopter pad. They get the helicopter and it's like a 30-minute flight.
All right.
To Manhattan.
Listen, if he moves into your neighborhood, if we don't get him in a weekly exclude, we might have some problems.
I don't know if I can get the Pat McAfee treatment. It'd take our show up to number one.
You think it would?
Yeah. People just be, instead of turning
people
it
need
to
know
Pat
that
McAfee,
we were, before we went network, we were number three.
Yeah.
Instead we of, had the audience.
Yeah, so it would be number
one. And then
one.
Everybody told everyone stop listening because
But here's the thing.
So frustrating.
So Bernardsville is where, remember, I don't know if you ever saw the Whitney Houston. That's where Whitney Houston lived.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where Mike Tyson lived.
Okay.
So it's a nice, exclusive neighborhood.
Well, it's interesting. So they're going to meet him. And they're going to talk to him. They're going to do, it's going to be the hard sell. Right?
Yeah, they're going to go out there. They're going to put out there, okay, these are the teammates we can bring in.
They got to come home. So they're going with the presentation.
Yeah, the presentation.
A whole presentation.
Yeah. Listen, hey, Aaron, it's no need for us to sit up here and talk to you about the weapons. I mean, talk about the offense. You know the offense. Mm-hmm. You know the offense better than anybody here.
Right.
Right? So you know the offense. Now it's about, you know, who do you want to come over here?
Woody Johnson basically doing the what we can do for you.
Yeah.
Right?
You want to be the new face of Baby Powder?
Post career,
we don't want that Johnson & Johnson COVID shot. They ain't work out too well for Johnson & Johnson.
Easy does it. 800-919-3776.
It's like 2% effective.
Matt and Merrick,
get a chest cold. You take it.
What's up, Matt?
How's it going? How's it going, guys? Yeah. Good. So, couple thoughts on the Jets Aaron Rodgers situation. Right. I think he ends up coming to New York. It just kind of seems like that's the thing that's falling into place at the moment. But I want to make a quick comparison. I think if you could compare this scenario to another sport, it reminds me a lot of the Toronto Raptors when they went out and got Kawhi Leonard, and here's why. When the Raptors went out and got Kawhi Leonard, I think the coaching staff and the general management knew that it was a one-and-done type scenario where you either had to win that championship basically in that year or two, and if not, everyone was gone.
Yep.
Right? So if the Raptors don't win, Nick Nurse is gone. If the Jets don't win, our head coach is gone, and then probably some of our management as well. So I think the Jets are in a unique situation right now because they're sort of in this situation where all the chips are pushed in, which you kind of like to see from the Jets because they haven't had that swagger in a while. But here's what I think they should also do. You have to set a precedent. You have to get rid of the other quarterbacks. You completely clear the QB room out, and you draft a guy that maybe from the football 1AA subdivision. You get a guy who's a hidden gem. To have him learn under Rodgers because he's going to be your place filler for that 1 year, 2 years after
what,
if they don't win the Super
Matt,
Bowl.
What, Matt,
why wouldn't
Matt,
you just?
They got a cheap guy, and Zach Wilson don't make a lot of money. He's a first round draft pick under a rookie deal. They still believe in him.
And remember, they have a relationship. They already have a built-in relationship. Aaron Rodgers was mentoring the kid and sending him texts to get him through the season.
I totally get that. And look, you know, I'm probably wrong, right? I'm just like your casual fan. But the one thing I will say is that there are quarterbacks out there that can fill in for that year or two after Aaron Rodgers leaves. And we already know that Zach Wilson isn't that person.
But that's don't. Listen, we thought the same thing about Geno Smith. He just got paid $100 million.
That's a great point. That's a very good point. So, you know what? Honestly, yeah, that's a great point.
So let's try and develop the kid.
Matt's
and let's
all
try,
in.
Let's try and let the greatest, one of the greatest to ever do it, that he has a lot of similarities to arm strength-wise and size-wise, and see if he can, you know, sit behind him for 2 years and learn.
And the perfect scenario looking for, Matt, and thanks for the call, is exactly that. If you only get 2 years out of Aaron Rodgers, that actually projects to the next 10 if, while he's playing, osmosis, example, whatever it is you want to say, affects Zach Wilson
the
enough.
The timing is perfect.
That he's ready.
Because he'll be in his fourth year.
There
and
you
all you have to do is pick up his option for one year at like $18 million, and that's his prove
and
it
And then
year.
Hand him the keys.
And that's his prove it year.
Yep.
And if you don't prove it, you let him go and walk out, and you got to start over again.
And you hope, by the way, by then you have a ring.
Yeah.
So you can wait now. Your
and
patience
now
is different. Absolutely. 800-919-3776. We continue with your calls. Judah in Queens. Judah.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
All right. Three quick short points I want to make. Number one, everybody talking about this Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr. If you really watch football, I'd rather take a shot on Aaron Rodgers and not get a Super Bowl than take a shot on Derek Carr and not get a Super Bowl. That's one. Two, for the Knicks, the only team, and yeah, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, and I'm not being biased. I really watch the sport. Been watching it since I was a kid. But the only team I would be nervous about on the East is the Milwaukee Bucks. Everybody else is barbecue chicken.
Mm.
And my last point, yo, Bart, I got a song for the Knicks. What's up with Nas? What is it called? Made You Look.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
We can rock that with
beat,
that.
That's and that beat goes hard, too. I do like that one.
Look up at my
I like
and
that
you gotta
one.
You got to play it at the end when they're about to start yelling Braveheart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, all right, we're going to get Jacob on that one. That's a good one. And I get, like I said, the beat on that one.
We'll get that to you before we go.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's continue. We got Jimmy in Jersey. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great show. I think the Giants would be crazy to give Daniel Jones a long-term deal because in 4 years as a starter, he's only won 21 games, and people don't realize seven of those have come against one team, Washington. And the other 14 wins, only three of them came against teams with winning records. And of all the teams in the playoffs last year, the Giants had exactly one win. So how can you give this kid a long-term deal when he really hasn't proven himself that he can do anything?
Well, you have to be transparent with Brian Daboll and see what he assesses him at and if he thinks that he can do more with him if he surrounds him with better weapons. He did all this with the bare minimum. And at the end of the day, we know what Kirk Cousins gets paid, and we know the weapons that Kirk Cousins gets to throw the ball to. And he outplayed Kirk Cousins with, you know, the offensive player of the year and with a great running back in Dalvin Cook and a great number two Batman in Thielen. And he went out there and he put on a show and he put that team on his back. What can he do if you give him weapons? That's what you have to ask yourself. What does he project to be?
But Minnesota had one of the worst defenses in the league.
Yeah, but you still
won 13 games, so it makes
it even because you know you talk about they had the worst defense. You had some of the worst weapons, so that's a push.
Yeah. Jimmy, I'm with you in that hesitation to give like the contract they're looking for, clearly.
I would give him the Geno deal.
Yeah, I would too.
I agree with that part.
But look, the Giants weren't a very good team while he was the quarterback. And, you know, they didn't do –
he's on his third coach.
What did the owner say too, right? We did everything we could to ruin this kid,
yeah.
Right? I mean, and that's a true story. You finally get a stable coach. You finally get a good
Saquon
offense.
Saquon went healthy.
And you get a healthy Saquon. And the result was a much better season. And you finally got to see some potential out of him. And if you're Joe Shane and, of course, if you're John Mara and Steve Tisch, you are listening to your head coach. And if your head coach says, that's my guy, like we should keep him. I can work with this. I know what I can make with him. Then you're going to do whatever it takes to keep him, right? You don't want to be in all of a sudden the pool of teams that are now desperate for a quarterback, a starting quarterback. Because that's a dangerous place to be because now you're at zero. But if you can get your guys signed, which they are trying to do, and all indications are, they're doing everything they can before 4 o'clock to get a deal done so they don't have to franchise tag him. But the feeling is, one way or another, Dan Jones is going to be a Giants quarterback next year, whether it's in a new deal or whether it's on a franchise tag.
The question is, with or without Saquon?
Then that, of course, is what it is if they have to go tag, it probably means Saquon Barkley is going to go somewhere else. 800-919-3776. We continue with your calls as we keep an eye on everything, including the latest. The Jets, a contingent of team officials, according to a report by our own Dan Graziano.
We ain't playing.
And Rob Domofsky. They're saying the Jets are going to meet face-to-face with Aaron Rodgers today to make their case.
Making them an offer you can't refuse.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart and Han, 800-919-3776 is the number. So more on the Aaron Rodgers stuff. You're just joining us. Reports now from our experts at ESPN. Domofsky, who covers the Packers. Graziano, who covers the whole league and is really well connected. The Jets, a contingent of Jets team officials, headed to meet with Aaron Rodgers face-to-face today. Well, Diana Russini adding to this that they've flown on Woody Johnson's private plane to California. So there's some details.
Oh, the big one. The big one.
The big one.
Because the catfish I flew up on, you know, that's not comfortable for two. Yeah. No, it's called a catfish.
All right. It's just funny the way you put that.
It's a real thing.
That actually they're landing soon. Russini must be tracking the flight.
So this was a secret one. Is this?
Yeah, they're already out.
Can we get the kid that tracks Bezos?
Yeah, remember that?
Elon Musk's.
Well, we were doing this free agency. We were doing this with planes a couple of years ago with free agents who were flying around meeting teams. We were doing that with them. The Packers have given New York permission to speak with Rodgers, of course.
They said, we can, but we're going in person.
But to basically, so it's in California, and wow, it's getting real.
I wonder if they're going to take
it's him, happening!
I wonder if they're going to bring him some mushrooms or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we've got you some very, very rare.
To relate to him?
Psychedelic. We're all going to take them.
Ayahuasca?
Yeah, we're all going to We're all going to become one.
Does Rogers see? He tests how bad do you want it? And he takes him out to the desert like Jim Morrison.
Like, Woody, put your tongue out. Like, huh? Woody.
Put this on your tongue.
Do you want me? How bad you want?
Put this on your
put your tongue on. Like, hold up. But you know, Woody probably the only one. He probably walks around with anti-venom or some stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's got something Woody in his pocket.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Joe Douglas ass out. He out there running around in the desert, butt ass naked, being photographed with his winky out.
Just running around.
Ah!
We're going straight into the quad.
Psychedelic.
It's just running in circles. Robert Saleh is like down on his knees, like, apologizing for things he didn't do. You know, just talking about his life. You know, like everybody goes in like dark places, right? And then the one guy's just super happy.
Fear.
Like, who's the one that's just jogging around all happy?
Oh, who's the guy?
Nathaniel
hangover?
Hackett.
Yeah, who's the guy with the hangover? Yeah.
Nathaniel Hackett's running around dancing and
he's
laughing.
He's got the guy with a hangover. Like, they wake up in the morning, somebody got a tattoo on their face. I'm missing a tooth.
But Woody's the one that stays good because he pulls out the anti-venom real quick.
Yeah.
And he has to watch all this unfold.
Everybody in the Illuminati has this.
Oh, Oh, man. Hey, Matty is in Vegas.
Joe Doug is running around like Matty. Cocaine Bear.
Matty, what's happening, man?
Hey, man. I got two quick points and then a quick story about a ninth grader beating up a parent. Now, you guys know this ninth grader. Mm. My first point is, Bart, you and Brick, my favorite Jets ever. Big Jets fan.
Thank you.
Second point is, as far as the song, what about Noriega, Super Thug, or Banned from TV for the Knicks?
We'll play it.
Yeah, we got him. We'll play him. We'll see.
Super Thug.
And I mean, major look, though. Is, that one has me a little bit right now.
Oh, no, man. Let's listen to Super Thug.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, too. But my story is, I went to school with Aqib Talib.
Ah,
and
oh, boy.
Brother, the one that had the incident this summer, with the brother.
Yeah, the youth football team, right?
Yes. So Aqib was like a grade under me. And one of my friends would always mess with him because he would be the only one playing football. I come from a town that was like a basketball town, Trent, New Jersey, originally.
Yeah, Trent, mm-hmm. The Bricks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, my boy was messing with Aqib, messing with him. He said, you know what? My brother's going to come up here tomorrow. So his brother's got Coob. And his brother was in ninth grade at the time. His brother showed up after school, was beating the bricks out of my friend. And a parent came to break up the fight. And when I tell you, that parent left out of there so numb.
Uh-oh.
You know, he knocked him down like four or five times.
Jeez.
So that was my story. That was a brother.
Was it like Red on Friday? Come around here messing with these worse. Good people. You want some of this, old man?
Nope.
Come around here messing with this nice people.
I'm telling you, I think it was worse.
I guess he's from the land of hands.
That we know those people, no doubt about it. Thank you, Manny. I mean, that I'll never forget that Cat Williams video now that you made me watch that.
You can't unsee
it. You cannot unsee it.
I'm from the land of hands.
Garrett in Jersey. What's up, Garrett?
Hey, Barton Hunt, how are you?
What's going on?
So, now, the Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson thing, I don't think has been compared enough to me.
Okay.
They're both great quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is first ballot Hall of Famer. But I would prefer Jackson. I think they're taking...
We all will.
Looking more to Aaron Rodgers to protect the pick from Zach. And I think that's the wrong way of looking about it.
To protect the
and
picks.
And then you think about it.
Wait. To protect the picks from who?
He's saying from Zach. No, listen. Yeah. If they can get Lamar Jackson, if that's a real thing, trust me.
But that's such
they would prefer Lamar Jackson.
But you got to understand that is like a – it's very unlikely that the Ravens are just going to – like I cannot imagine the Ravens not get a deal done.
Wouldn't it cost about the same thing that we'd be giving up for Rodgers if we got
it wouldn't cost you the same thing because it's going to cost you $250 million guaranteed.
Yeah, but what he's saying is the annual value. But, you can make it like 10-year deal, 230, right. Something like that, or it wouldn't be 230.
Here's the question I'll have for you, Garrett, because I think Bart and I are both on the same page with if you knew you could get Lamar Jackson, then you would get Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
but because you don't know that situation right now, and you have the opportunity to meet with Aaron Rodgers, you would say, no thanks, Aaron. I'm going to wait and see what happens with Baltimore?
Yeah, that's...
No, you have to go meet with Aaron Rodgers. But what I'm saying is you look at both of them during their playing career. You know, yes. Rodgers has had his favorite receivers. He's had all-world receivers. Jackson hasn't had anybody like that.
Jackson
on a field gives you 10 wins. No matter who he's playing with.
You're not going to get any argument from me talking about the amazing talent of Lamar Jackson. Like, everybody knows I'm a former Raven. I've talked about Lamar Jackson ad nauseum, about what that would mean with him and Breece Hall in the backfield. One, that's a lot of moving pieces, man, because you got to figure out, okay, you got to call the Ravens and also see if they would even trade Lamar Jackson within the same conference. You know, this is the AFC. Like, we're talking about all, Aaron Rodgers coming to the AFC because he's in the NFC. Typically, if you know that somebody's a pretty good player, you don't want to have to face them. You trade them out of conference.
Now, here's something Lewis Riddick was talking about on ESPN about the Rodgers situation with the Jets. And it's, of course, why you meet face-to-face.
If you trade for Aaron Rodgers, the number one thing you better know before you do that, given what the expectations are going to be, because you're not going to be able to manage him in this situation if you trade for him, because the expectation is going to be Super Bowl. Look, he's year-to-year at this point. So what are you bringing him in for? You're bringing him in to make a run at the Super Bowl in the already loaded AFC. So the number one thing you better know is this. When is he showing up? When we have him under contract, when's he showing up?
Yeah.
Because if he says the stuff he's been saying in the past, which is, I don't need the offseason, I can get up to speed at any time, and everyone else keeps saying he's the greatest of all time, he's the most talented of all time, he can show up in the offseason. Well, yeah, that's great for him, but what about Garrett Wilson? What about Elijah Moore? Mm-hmm. What about Breece Hall? What about all those guys who need his positive impact on the football team?
And you think that's going to be part of the conversation?
Yeah. We need you in. I don't think it's too difficult to get Aaron Rodgers to come chill out in L.A. I mean, to come chill in New York. It's a hard sell to be in Green Bay.
He seemed to be happy. He was there for a long time.
But it's still cold as hell. Like, when OTAs come in April, it's still wintertime technically there.
Well, it's not warm here either.
Bro.
But you and I said this the other day, and I firmly believe—
New York. He'll be sitting up there.
Any reason to be here?
On Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
At Scarlett's with Jake.
With Jake and his boys. But I really do believe, though, that you don't have to. This whole notion of him not coming to, you know, like OTAs or anything like that, the players should take it upon themselves to say, where you are, that's where we're going. Right?
Yeah.
Like, has he reached that point of his career? Now, I know, is it arrogant for him to say, you come to me, I'm not going to you?
They went to Boise last year. Come on, man. Stop it.
But, like, what's the problem with that?
They went to Boise last year.
Yeah.
Like,
where are you? We're going to go work out with you.
Yeah.
We'll all show up together. We're going there.
We all stay in an Ave or Ave equivalent out there where we can go stay for a couple of months, everything, or a couple of weeks, you know, and kind of get acclimated with each other.
I just, to me, I never understood why it always had to be, all right, if he doesn't want to be in a certain place, and we all extolled the virtues of, you know, Patrick Mahomes having everybody come to his ranch in Texas, and they all worked out for like 2 weeks, and that was, it's a beautiful thing. It's wonderful, and that sounds great. But if Aaron Rodgers is like, man, I don't feel like really spending 2 weeks in New York.
Aaron ain't got no kids. It's New York, man. Come on, man. Come host. You come out here and host Saturday Night Live.
Could do that.
Like, Kelsey, hold my beer.
Wasn't that good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so let A-Ron come out here and do that.
Sauce Gardner went to Twitter once he saw the news that we are reporting to you about the Jets and a continue to them being on Woody Johnson's private jet. And they flew out to California and they are meeting with Aaron Rodgers face-to-face today in the next coming hours, actually. And Sauce went to Twitter and said, hey, Aaron Rodgers, I promise you if you become a Jet, I won't pick you off in practice and I'll burn the cheese head.
Don't do
remember
that.
How he famously put the cheese head on his head?
Yeah, don't do that, man.
Let the Jets win.
Let it breathe, Sauce.
Probably just like...
Let it breathe, Sauce. Breathe, say, dog. Hey, we would love to have you, dog.
Breathe, dog. Don't remind him of that,
yeah,
right?
Don't remind me that they are the ops.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Zach Wilson's like great manifesto.
Zach Wilson, I mean, I think... You might not have worn the Mike White t-shirt, but you would wear this t-shirt.
Yeah, walking around with football Moses.
I mean, think about it. Zach Wilson, this buys you time.
And it helps you to become better.
Oh, my God. Like, how are you not? Like, I understand you want to be a competitor and all that stuff. You want to be a starter. But let's be honest. Like, he not you got an opportunity. You take advantage of this.
Yeah, especially when he's not going to be a starter now, so who cares?
Well, remember he said he was going to compete like hell with anybody who they bring in? Yeah.
Going to compete like hell.
Yeah, about that.
Like hell.
About that. Before we get back to calls, like I said, we're monitoring this whole thing here. You got a couple of things going on with the Jets meeting face-to-face in California with Aaron Rodgers. And you also have the Giants trying to hammer out a deal before the 4 o'clock tag deadline with Daniel Jones. And if they don't, they'll probably have to tag him, which could mean the end of Saquon Barkley with the Giants. So you want to keep it right here. K-Show coming up in just a few minutes, and they'll have the latest and whatever happens on all this. We do have also tonight on 98.7 ESPN, the Knicks at home at the Garden against the Hornets. The Garden should be rocking tonight, right? I mean, the Knicks just won games on the road against the two conference finalists from last year. And they won both games. They have 9 in a row. They could make it 10 in a row. And, I mean, the building should be buzzing tonight. We have the coverage. I'll be on the call with Ed Cohen tonight, by the way, with the play-by-play and the whatever I'm supposed to be doing. Right.
The color and
the analyzing. Anyway, so that'll be all tonight. Look forward to that. Meanwhile, Bart, always need your take on your favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James went to Twitter last night.
Oh, LeBron break.
And he said, man, Bronny definitely better than some of these cats I've been watching on League Pass today.
Pause.
And then he said, use the word stuff, but not stuff. Lightweight, hilarious.
First of all, Bronny ain't even, listen, if he can come in the league and be a role player, it'll be an accomplishment. First of all, the real star who he need to be gassing up is his young son, because that's the one that's getting that work. Second of all, he ain't even got the best legacy kid. The one is, first of all, it's already guys that got kids in the league.
You already said Carlos Boozer, right?
Like that. But Carlos Boozer twins have put work on your son. Right now, they more ready for the NBA than your son is. You better stop it, LeBrick. Your son, listen, you seeing through them beer golf angles, you know what I mean, them goggles, man. Your son is okay, and he gets pushed up because he's your son. But he ain't him. He ain't him, and he ain't them.
I tell you what, LeBron has become that parent.
Yeah.
Like LeVar Ball did this, and we kind of got tired of it. And then he stepped away, and then we started to see Lonzo and LaMelo and said, all right, you know, they can play. But now, of course, they're hurt constantly, which is sad.
Yeah, but Bronny has never been as good as those two.
But also, think about this, too. Because it's LeBron, and it's LeBron's son, and LeBron keeps talking him up, gassing him up like this.
Making it hard for him.
I mean, how do you think it's going to go for
him? The clamps on him.
I was going to ask you that. As an athlete,
yeah.
When you have this situation, do you say it's not the kid's fault, the father is a lunatic? Or do you say, oh, he's all that? Well, he's getting my best. He will never have a night off, ever.
He'll be like, your daddy did this to you.
Yeah.
When he rise up and I crop dust your high top fade with my jock strap when I dunk on your head. Who was that dunked on Anthony Davis the other day? That's gonna be commonplace.
Yeah, that was Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Man,
Bart, in all seriousness, like,
get him a
LeBron saying all this, it's like you're not like a regular dad who's just like, you're LeBron James. Do you need to gas up your own kid like this?
You never heard Boozer say that. You never heard Gilbert Arenas say that. Nobody really tweets
stuff. I'd be more concerned
like
if you're LeBron, you'd be more concerned like, I don't want you to have to deal with. You've already got the name that already puts a target on you.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's an indomitable player.
Yeah, he's a little bitty micro man. He's not big like his dad either. Mm-hmm. The height wise, his son, I'm telling you, his youngest son is the problem.
Yeah, he's much bigger. But I don't know if he's as athletic. But still,
he a baller though.
Look, we're dads, and when our kids are playing sports, we want to think they're the best ever, right? And we're going to do whatever we can to help them succeed.
Hell no.
But this is
you know your kid is just okay. Quit gassing him up. Quit trying to level him up.
Let's just finish up here with a thought or two about tonight.
This business right now.
It has to be, right?
It ain't personal.
Jalen Brunson questionable. The Hornets are not very good. They're obviously without Melo Ball. This is a game, if you're ever going to have a trap game, this would be it. Because there really isn't a lot of juice about the opponent, and you're about to go on a West Coast trip. So if there's ever that letdown, it's after an unbelievable road weekend. You're a little tired from these two games. And you have every excuse to be a little flat tonight. And I think the building has to be the hero tonight. I think you didn't see them since Wednesday. You're not going to see them till next Saturday. And they're the hottest team in the league. So the Garden is, like, to me, going to be an asset tonight. Because you should be just fired up at the start of the game. Not because it's a great matchup. It's not. But because it's been a long time since your team is where it is right now. And you don't know how long it's going to last, everybody. Let's be honest. So enjoy it while you can. And put a little juice in the building. Those of you going to the game tonight, put some juice in the building. Get it fired up. Get that buzz going. And get a little energy into a team that might be a little tired. And see if they can get to 10 straight wins. It's only been a decade, Bart. Only been a decade.
Yeah, man.
I'll see you on the call tonight, everybody. K-Show next. See you, Bart.
Hello.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.